Syphilis.
Now let me perturb Matt and wait for it to.
Oh my God, jeez.
Oh, Sherry, you can still watch the podcast even though it was live last night. But you can still
it's already muted automatically. How nice. Just knew what to do it.
Do your song, Mr. Moonlight.
Where's the link to this one on the live show? Good morning.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
I'm going with the guitar tonight, which is a rarity. But
okay.
Sing along if you know it.
Are you better than Jay?
No. Jay knows scales. I don't know scales. Jay can play, like, pick and stuff. Till all the hunters lay down their guns. Tell them that the tiger needs a little bit of love. Let them roam the jungle. Let them roam their lands. And stand back and marvel at a beautiful cat. 'Cause I saw a tiger, and now I understand. I saw a tiger, and a tiger saw a man.
That might be your best song ever.
Yeah. Oh my goodness!
Yes, I completed it last night.
Oh, good for you! Good for you!
Nice. I said I would do it.
My God, rumor has it there's another episode coming out, though.
I did see that. But I don't know if I can handle one more. These people, let's just be honest. I wouldn't hang around any of them.
No.
There's something else. That's right.
Me and Matt were saying this. I started to get anxiety like around the next to last or last episode. Just how, like, God, these people are awful. You know, you start thinking, like, who's betraying me? You know?
Right.
Yeah.
So for
I told about Survivor, we're doing a versus. I told him that.
Oh, okay. Well, hey, for anybody that doesn't know, though, and Nick, I'm amazed that you learned that very complicated chord progression so quickly. You're covering a Joe Exotic song.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean to open up this.
I'm gonna sue that guy. So
you better watch it. So.
He just jealous because I did it better than him.
I want to have him killed.
I'm impressed.
Jack, that's a pretty good Joe Exotic. That's a little bit creepy, man.
No, thank you.
It's been hanging around in the South too long. Although that's from Oklahoma.
From Oklahoma, yeah.
Oh, gentlemen, how are we doing?
Good. Do we want to talk about Tiger King? Since we've all seen it,
right off the bat, like, you want to go Tiger King? You're just like,
you want to wait till the verses? Whatever you want to do, I don't care.
No, let's do it, man. You just finished. I think Sherry's probably the one person in the chat that hasn't seen it.
Can we just talk about this freaking mop I have on top of my head right now?
I know. We're all gonna except Jack. We're all gonna need a good haircut after this is done. Yeah, you know, like, I did the comb over today because it's so for me. It's,
yeah, I feel bad
getting
for
shaggy,
you.
And then I flattened it out.
But. Yeah, what? Donate something, Jack.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
No problem.
JP,
no problem.
Nick covers Joe Exotic song. Chris covers Joe Exotic haircut.
There you go.
Can we just say he has that piercing by his eye?
Oh my God, yeah.
How do you I the whole time I'm thinking, how do you look without seeing that out of your corner of your eye?
I used to have an eyebrow piercing.
Oh.
Really?
Really?
Yeah. I work. Is it this side? You can kind of still. You can't really see them all.
Well, didn't it bother you to have that thing sticking out of the side of your eye?
You know, I thought it was pretty cool for 6 months while I had it, and then I started playing rugby and I couldn't wear it.
Yeah, of course.
So, yeah, if I kept that thing in there, I would not. I would probably have lost.
It didn't bother you though to see it out of the corner of your eye?
I had a small. Like ring, it wasn't huge, so I didn't really see it. It was like right up here. So yeah, it was, you know, as well as I was in college, I was 18 years old and the first stupid decision I made without my parents telling me I couldn't do it.
Yeah, so nobody heartbreak ridged you? It just came up and
no.
So Clint Eastwood.
No. I got the reference.
So what about your Prince Albert there, Chris?
No, that's still alive and running.
Okay.
Still alive and well.
Alive and well. Hey, I don't know, Matt. Maybe your class can draw it. I'm not sure if they're good with that, but I don't know.
Sorry, I'm eating sunflower seeds.
Jack's got to energize himself because he
has to be. He's like Brad Pitt. He has to always be eating something.
Well, no, I just podcast, and I was hungry before I started podcasting Survivor, and I only had like 2 minutes because Colleen's emails go on forever.
Wow.
Shame. Are you eating them with the shells?
No, they're just the seed ones.
Ah, okay.
I thought that was your weed. So I just got the seeds, man. But man, they're good.
I need to make a run to the dispensary myself. I'm getting a wee bit low.
A wee bit low.
But it's been
JP said, forget about the eye piercing. What about the padlock? He says he has hanging by his Johnson.
Seriously, dude.
That's why I asked about the Prince Albert.
They did something else.
Okay, let's just talk. I know you want to talk weed, but Tiger King for a minute. If you're gonna get a tattoo to cover up your
why not a Rama Bull?
Like, why not just go all the way, though? I mean, like, there's still
letters. Yeah, it was kind of like, what the hell?
Missed opportunity, man. Like, put a scroll.
Well, let's face it. That guy's got the sharpest tool in the shed. Right?
So you see, though, like, they've posted pictures since this is all aired, and he got his grill fixed.
He sure did.
I'm glad.
And the dude's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
But he's actually a good-looking guy. He's got a full set of choppers, and he's not crushing meth. But what a shame!
Meth will wreck your teeth up for sure. So
sure will. It's a little too bright. Yeah, he's gonna fix that.
So
there we go.
So all of these people basically are in the cult business. Am I right?
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Like each one of them.
So funny story. One of my coworkers is one of the leaders of my store. He his husband he. Like they started watching the show, and his husband was like, "Oh my god!" and he dug out a picture, family picture of he and his entire family when he was like 10, 12 years old at Doc Antle's farm.
Really?
Yeah. So he's got a photo of
Doc. He was too young then for Doc. He needed to be 16.
True. But. What's funny is it's like a family. It's one of those, you know, the sort of you pay for, like, you know, if you're like, you know, Disney World, you're going to on Splash Mountain, you get your photo taken, you buy that like souvenir photo. It's like a print that has like a template on it for like a, you know, like a border or whatever.
Right.
And it says Tiger across the top, but it's an acronym. It's like T period, I period, G period. So what's the acronym stand for? Who designed that? Like, why would you have it Tiger be an acronym? Who knows? I said you should post that, and you could probably go be like a viral sensation within minutes. Anywho,
speaking of viral sensations, Nick's got a little Yoda that he wants to show.
Well, Jay requested it.
It has a lock on it.
So cute. Look at that smiling little chubby cheek face there. Yeah.
That sounds a little bit better.
What's that?
Oh, it needs to.
Yes. I think you got a little bit of delay, Chris, or something.
Thanks, Sherry.
I still can't thanks, Sherry, the camera
for subtly pointing out that everyone else's lighting sucks. that's just me being white as a ghost, you know, being inside. Is my mic sound better?
Yeah, a little bit of a tunnel sound.
Interesting.
Maybe it's those empty water bottles behind you that's echoing off that.
Yeah, that's probably it. It's all those water bottles.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. So, going back to Tiger King, because we kind of talked about it last week, but I know two of us hadn't seen it at that point, and maybe the magic's gone because a week in quarantine, it's like a month.
Yeah, for real. It's like that was so last month. Oh, it was last week.
It really was. I'm like, Jesus, what happened last month? Like, you know, like it just seems so long ago. You know, like.
Well, I only watched like a couple episodes at a time. I said I can't watch because it just got to the point where it's like, okay, these guys are just I can't take them. Except for the Carol one where they said about her husband. I said, well, now I got to watch the next one.
Oh, you wanted to learn more about Carol and her husband,
right?
Yeah,
Carol the phony.
Yeah,
Carol fucking Baskin.
So she runs a pyramid scheme. Right, like
she might as well run a pyramid scheme.
Well, she's, like everybody has a shirt, kind of like on Star Trek, you know.
But those are volunteers, you know. But yeah,
they're volunteers. Sure.
Who are these people volunteering and working on Christmas and stuff like that? What the? I'm sorry. What the fuck is wrong with people out there?
Hey, like the meme says, 20 tigers is 20 tigers, man. Like,
you do. I get it. Tigers are they're a beautiful animal.
Tigers, meth, freedom.
It's Florida.
It's Florida.
But I don't know. I don't know. Anyway. It just kills me.
Matt and I were discussing it last night before we
JP, would you rather let Carol dress you or Joe utilize you?
Eulogize you?
Eulogize you.
Oh yeah, that eulogy
make it all about him. Yeah.
Yeah, I was like going, my God.
But the golden ball sack. I mean, that, like, ball sack. How often is that mentioned in eulogy? Yeah, right?
What the hell?
Oh, man, these people are just so whacked.
I just messed with a few settings. I'm sorry to interrupt, but is the does this sound
You just sound better? A little better.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you. Maybe
it's too much hair. Maybe it's
it really could be. Could be. Jack, you haven't experienced that in years. I apologize.
I know, I haven't.
It's not all it's cracked up to be.
Yeah, but my hair was better than that. Your hair is just kind of like, yeah, you have hair, but big deal.
I took a 4 o'clock in the afternoon shower, got out of the shower and didn't do anything to it. Just
yeah, I'm sorry. Hair, but I don't think anyone's ever come up to you and said, you have great hair. Have they ever said that?
I have.
You said it. What, you said it to yourself when you're looking in the mirror? Is that what it is?
I did. I'll tell you, there's this barbershop that I go to here in town that is so good that like I want to like go there before I have to go to work and just do it up, make it look good. Because you can never do your hair in the morning anywhere near as good as the barber can do when you're sitting in that chair. It's a whole different perspective when they're working at it. Like, you know, like I can never get my hair to look that good. And especially not now
You don't have much to work with. It's not good hair.
Thanks, Jack. got this little. The other day I had it up. I looked like I was auditioning for like Luke Perry's character on 90210. It was all like way up high.
Recording with Jay earlier on the Survivor, he looked like Alfalfa.
Yeah.
Some little rascals. Oh, he had the Alfalfa thing going on there. I'm like going,
I think Jay just called you jealous in the chat. So. I'm reading.
I'm not jealous. I don't get jealous of people that have hair that don't take care of it. So
JP,
it's like Warm Taffy would go like weeks without washing his hair and go, oh, JP, hair.
Yeah, JP well says I'm about a crap. I'm a week away from having an Egon. Yeah, I like that. just saying hello to our Jewish listeners out there tonight. It is Passover. So I hope your Seder was virtual and, heartwarming. I actually had a Seder tonight. My wife is Jewish, and I was we did it through FaceTime. And wow, that sucked. Because like Seders in general, not fun. Not fun, especially with you're an Irish Catholic. It kind of sucks.
Can you explain what a Seder is?
Yes. So it is a ceremonial dinner in which you read the JP, correct me here if I got this, the Haggadah. or Haggadah.
So it's like Festivus?
And I have no idea what Festivus is, other than the reference from Seinfeld. but you sit there and you read from the Haggadah, and it's a story of the Seder story about how the Jews fled and this, that, and the other, and all this type of stuff. So it's a brutal thing. Like, it's a lot to sit through. It's all like a lot of Hebrew, and I try to get through it. And I'm an Irish Catholic. I can't speak Hebrew.
Like, but do you speak Latin?
No.
See.
Yeah.
I mean, the only time I've ever been in a Catholic church, it was entirely in Latin. I'm just going like, what the fuck?
Oh, no, I'm not that Catholic.
No.
Oh. JP says he's learning from me. Hey! Yeah, so anyways, it is Passover today. So I don't think it's Happy Passover. I don't think you greet with Happy Passover.
It's also Rex Manning Day.
May God be with you and also with you, the handshake in the Catholic Church. You have
can't
to do
that now.
Social no, you can't, but that's I remember Catholic Church, you have to do that because I was my family's Catholic. So
yeah,
I'm not Catholic.
My favorite recent office meme was about how the Catholic Church basically said that you can ask God for forgiveness during this period of time because you can't go to the church to ask for your forgiveness. And it shows Jim going, really? it says Martin Luther, or something like that, So it's like, I loved it. Sorry, I may have fucked up the joke, but I told my wife, I said, I really want to have a gin, but I got to wait for the show to start. So, because I can't start off as Drunk Matt. I have to progressively go into
it. But Drunk Matt's the best Matt.
I don't know how many people who are listening right now were with us last week. But if you didn't catch
Toasted Matt,
you should definitely make sure you go and check out your feed and download last week's episode because rare form does not describe the totality. Of Matt's drunkenness.
I can't go back and listen to the tapes. It's
oh my God.
So. It's just like we're in the middle of talking and all of a sudden, well, if you guys aren't going to say anything interesting, and I'll just butt in here.
And at any time you could be zapped out of it because we had seven people. You only have six on the show at once. Yeah. And all of a sudden you'd be sitting there like, oh, I'm gone. I'm back. Mm-hmm. I'm gone. I'm back. I'm gone. Because, the producer.
Who did a phenomenal job.
It was his best job ever.
Maybe we need seven people in here all the time, and I just...
No, you just need to drink. I think that's how Jay does it. No, because Jay wouldn't be considered a great producer. So,
that's how Matt went to AA. Gotta give up podcasting for Lent.
or your liver, one of the two. It doesn't matter.
The 12 steps. Number 11 is give up podcasting.
So... If a tiger eats someone's liver and that liver has been settled. Oh, that was.
I don't know, but if I lost an arm, I wouldn't be back to work 7 days later. I'm just saying,
dude.
I might have taken the chance on having it reconstructed. I know it's 2 years.
I wouldn't have. Yeah,
I would say, you know what? Reconstructed. I'll sue Joe Exotic and. Because he seemed really concerned by the fact that she lost her arm.
Oh yeah, it was like three seconds after it happened. He's like, "I'm never going to be able to financially recover from this." So I think that's the line that he said.
She could have sued him for everything he had, probably.
Yeah,
that just would have been his parents' money, right?
What was your favorite episode? I mean, there's seven episodes.
When you binge them, it's hard to keep track.
Yeah.
Might have been the second one, maybe.
Second one? Because,
where's the one where the guy kills himself?
Oh, my God. That one.
That's the one I'm like. Oh, yeah. I'm like that guy going,
oh, shit. Because as soon as I knew that was coming as soon as he said that out of his mouth, like, well, it didn't go off. He didn't have the clip in there. I'm like, shit. And then, and then 2 seconds later, it happens. Like,
that was nuts.
Dumb idiot.
Yeah,
that was well. Like I was saying to Matt, like the first probably 2 to 3 episodes, it reminded me too much of like my hometown, like just hometown gossip, petty people, And I was like, these people aren't so bad. You know, and then I was like, because I just grew up around that where it's like, you know, like.
You respect the fact they all had guns, right?
Well, it's just that. It was like, it could be something like, Chris got a new Jeep. You know, that could be like Jack saying, Chris got a new Jeep. And then next thing you know, Matt goes, yeah, but he got it from his in-law's money. You know, and then like, and then Chris goes, well, fuck Jack, because blah, blah, blah. And it just, and that's how like small town is. Like everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows everything about, you know, and so it's just all just petty shit. And I was like, this is what this is. And then it went just over the line, like way over the line. You're like, oh my God. Because at first you kind of think that Joe Exotic might be a pretty good guy. And then you're like, no.
Well, then, you know what? I would have worked for him because nothing's better than old Walmart meat. And living in a rat infested trailer and making $150 a week.
Yeah.
That's good coin.
Baby tigers and meth. Quality of living. Tigers and meth.
Well, they definitely preyed on the weak.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
There had to be more than just meth going on. I mean, like think of it this way. Like, they have these animals. They have access to all of these, like, veterinarian drugs. Like, surely
there was No, they didn't. Like,
yeah, they did. I mean, they didn't give those things anything. Yeah, they had to train him.
He knocked him out.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
And they would stick in there and poke at him.
That's what that was. Yeah, it was the shots. Yeah, he even says that, like, right there in episode 6. You know, it's like, I just put in, like, two or three CCs, so you have, like...
Okay, I just thought he was being a dick.
Oh, shoot. I didn't know that.
No, he's knocking them out, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And they had to, like, steal the babies, you know, from the mothers, like, as they're born, so they can, like, basically imprint them and, like, you know, keep them from the mother. And
oh, yeah, he's walking away. He's like, this is $5,000 right here. $5,000.
Well, the one where it was still giving birth, and they took the other, just dragged the other one over, kind of get it under the fence. I was like, God, this is bizarre.
Matt says, they gave them the hose. If it bites, I will give it the hose.
I like the idea that as Nick was watching this, he was like, man, this is like It's a Wonderful Life.
Well, like, I guess I said this to Matt last night, like, you know, at first I'm so optimistic. I'm thinking, you know, like, oh, you know, like, someone will be good in this, you know, like, I, you know, this guy's gonna be the good guy, this guy, you know. And then you're like, okay, this person's a piece of shit, but I kind of like this person. And then, like, the next episode, it flips. You're like, oh my God, that guy's a piece of shit. You know, and then you're like, and then you just realize, like, they are all awful human beings. Like,
the craziest thing is that, like, the only person who was not crazy, or, well, the least crazy of the entire group was the woman who went back to work after having her arm severed after 3 days.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
That says something.
And Joe's campaign manager, like when you you're like, oh, this guy actually seems like okay.
He was missing some teeth too.
He was the dead on though. Like when they did the Game of Thrones matchup, he's the Samuel Tarly, and he is definitely the Samuel Tarly of that group. Of just like the smart but complete idiot.
Yeah. I love how it's like it was the guy who sells him ammunition at Walmart that he recruited on one trip by ammo.
I do like when Joe was in jail and he said, this is the hardest thing when you're behind cell. It just behind a cage. It just steals your soul. I go, you do know you keep tigers behind
the cage. Yep.
So what do we think about people having wild animals like that? Should it be allowed? Is Carol right about that?
Well, think about Carol. Carol is a fucking busybody that should mind her own damn business, and that's what gets her in trouble a lot of times. And of course,
she's a hypocrite. Though.
She's a hypocrite. Yeah,
she's a murderer.
What she
Carol Baskin?
What was the thorn up her ass was the fact that he was breeding them for money, which, you know, he shouldn't be doing, and so she was just constantly bitching about it. So I agree with her there that he shouldn't be doing it, but the money was too good for him, so that's why he was doing it. But see, in the end, she still should mind her own business and let the authorities take care of it.
Well, she was. But what bothered me, she was making money.
Oh yeah,
the same thing that the other ones were doing. I'm like going
exact same.
And if she eliminates all those zoos, she's got a monopoly on it,
mm-hmm.
right? And she doesn't pay anybody. They're all volunteers mm-hmm. with their different shirt color. I go. I just don't get it.
Now, just going back to Carol, it's something that Colleen pointed out, and Matt and I briefly talked about it. I'm not sure if we talked about it last week or not. Did you guys pick up on the fact that she was a hooker?
So we talked about that last week, and okay. I did not.
Yeah.
They definitely paint the picture. Everything about that scene.
When she met her husband.
She met her husband because that's what I'm talking about. She's out at 3 a.m. in the morning. She left home at 15. She got pregnant, you know, early. She married
I thought she was out on the street because she threw a potato at her husband.
Yeah, got into a fight with her husband. That's what I thought, too. Like, and she went and left the house, and then that's when he drove by.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Well, that's what she said. It was a hot potato, I guess.
That's what she said. She also said that she didn't kill her husband.
True.
She also said, if you're going to, like, you know...
Like, because a multimillionaire just leaves his money behind and just goes somewhere to Costa Rica.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, there was a little bit of doubt in my mind at first, you know, like, oh, maybe he did just fly out of the airplane, or maybe, you know, something happened, maybe he left. And then, but when, as soon as they said, like, oh, she cut the fence and the bolts and robbed the office, it's like, oh, yeah, she definitely did it now.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you're, you know, if you're out there wanting that money to doctor different power of attorneys, it's like, yeah, you're guilty as shit.
So one thing that they didn't. Oh, go ahead.
She did give 10% to the daughters, right?
10%, yeah.
Did first was wife, it weird? Yeah. Was it weird the daughters looked older than the mom? Is it just me?
I wasn't checking them out.
Because there was one sitting on top of. They were sitting together, and one we look. I go. Mom was wait, in the middle. I go. I thought she was the mom because she looks older. So this is okay. I got it now. All right. Not that it matters. I mean, I'm just saying, but she looked older than the mom.
Living on that 10% hard life, Jack.
Yeah. Well, the mom was only 14 when they got married, so my mom gave me permission to get married.
So this was just posted.
The love of my life.
This was just posted yesterday on a couple different websites. If there's a new documentary coming out that will be focusing on Don Lewis himself, so there apparently there's a ton of exclusive footage. On the case that hopes to answer all the questions and theories that we have. It looks like there's going to be another show that's going to continue the story of Don Lewis's disappearance. And that is a case, that's a cold case that has been officially reopened as well.
Yes.
That is going to get so many viewers. It's ridiculous. I don't know if it's going to eclipse the popularity of the overnight seemingly popularity of Tiger King. I'll tell you that the best thing to happen to Tiger King was coronavirus, because everybody who's been shut in has been watching Tiger King and posting crazy memes.
I'm not sure if I sent it to you guys or not, but that was funny. It's like, does anybody really believe that tiger caught coronavirus? It's like, they only did that shit so people wouldn't spend their stimulus check on fucking tigers.
I saw that. Yeah, you posted.
Someone posted a screenshot. It's clearly a doctored screenshot of their Wells Fargo bank invoice. And it says, stimulus check, $3,400, right? And then it says, two tiger cubs or tiger cub from Joe Exotic, blah, 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 thing, $2,400 and whatever. And then Walmart meat, like $800. Oh man,
I didn't know that. I was not surprised, but I didn't know that. Like, if you bring it to the counter or the register, and you decide not to buy it, that they have to throw it out. And I was just like, God, what a waste. You know,
that's what Joe Exotic said for the camera.
True.
Like, I think that was just his way of saying that he's just going to be okay with buying expired meats.
Mm-hmm.
You're talking about the pizza.
The Walmart, yeah, the Walmart meat.
Oh no,
it's the best pizza I had ever.
That they used that Walmart meat on that pizza too.
Oh, yeah. I know it. And you knew they did. Did they actually admit it?
It's tasty.
No, they admitted it on the show.
I thought it was just a slide, but yeah.
6 months from now, we may all be eating expired meat.
That is true.
It's very true.
Well, I saw bologna. A lot of bologna was in there. I'm like, going, God, I haven't had bologna forever. And I said, these poor tigers are having to be in a cage and eating bologna. That's just,
I know. At least fry it for them.
either way.
I thought the most interesting stat of the whole thing, that there's more tigers in captivity in the United States than left in the world. I think there's only 4,000 left in the world. I'm like, going, because when they were saying, you know, at least we're building the population back up, I go, yeah, but still, it's just like these things were meant to be free,
Right. But they're native to India. And India, the area that tigers live in India is in the south, which is very small. And then, you know, population of India is so huge that they're just constantly, yeah, their environment's smaller and smaller.
But what happens when we're all stuck inside quarantined and then the tigers take over? I mean, maybe this whole coronavirus thing.
Dude, I don't know. I'll tell you this. There is a tiger in New York that currently has tested positive for coronavirus.
I told you. I just said that.
It's like you don't even get podcasting.
Maybe is the hair covering your ears? Is that the problem?
I've been looking right at you, and you did. I did not even hear you say that.
Okay.
We didn't even interrupt him when he was saying it.
So I didn't even.
It was a clean shot.
I didn't even eat any edibles yet tonight, so I don't know. I'm sorry, my brain just toast.
I did want to mention though, like they didn't do the little blurb at the very last on the very last episode when they have that kind of the epilogue, you know, and it's just like so and so went to Vietnam, so and so like you know died, and, you know, everything.
Like they, Animal House did,
right, or American Graffiti. the news about the Tim Stark guy in Southern Indiana. Oh, yeah. This broke basically apparently after they put this together, because
is that the guy with the monkey, right?
That's the guy with the monkey. He's one of those monkey
constantly people inside of his shirt.
Yeah.
Letting it eat out of his mouth.
Yeah, that was a bit gross.
Yeah. Hey, you know, we all gotta eat some way. But anyway, he's under investigation, and Indiana basically was already as of late February and March shutting his shit down, and you know, basically search and seizure of his zoo. So that was already happening before this even aired. So when I started searching up this Tim Stark guy, I was like, oh good, like he's already kind of, his ass is in a sling. So
I thought the worst part too is when the tigers became no longer valuable, they just shot them.
Yeah, right.
Because they're so expensive to feed, they said, nah.
And we haven't even touched on Doc Antle. I mean, that guy, like, that is just some sick-ass shit, you know? Like, getting, like, 16-year-olds and, like, basically, like, turn them
into... Let's be fair, he gave him breast implants.
Hmm. Right. So I get him a few days off.
Yeah, that was what she said. She didn't really care because it would give her 2 days off, because they would work from... what, 5 a.m. to like 9 p.m. I said, that's just crazy. And how do you, he's just getting rich and rich. And I'm like going, I don't see, you look at him, you got to go, okay, this guy's not like Rob Lowe or anything like that. How is he able to convince I don't know.
Well, in his heyday, he kind of had that Fabio look to him though. And he was like, they showed the pictures of him back in like the
80s. I guess, 90s. But he isn't anymore. Color. But he's not anymore. No. I mean, no.
Yeah, like I don't. Yeah, it seems like it's like the Ron Jeremy thing. It's the same thing. It's like, I know she was like, well, I didn't really want to sleep with him, but then I started thinking about it because it gets me, you know, higher up in the tier, and you're just like, ugh. But it seems like
she made $150 a week, and she lived in a cockroach infested place.
Right? Yeah, she said they're all over her bread, and
why don't you leave? But I guess it's just a cult.
It's a cult. That's what I was thinking too. One, it's a cult, but then exactly like the thing about it, she probably got there when she was 18, 17 years old. Mm-hmm.
No, her dad drove her there.
Her dad drove her there. And basically,
dad drives their kid to this place.
Yeah.
And leaves them.
Yeah. But I'm saying, that's all she's ever known, though, because she knows she's not college educated if she started when she was 17 or 16. So the only thing she knows how to do is take care of these animals. And you know, no proper zoo is actually going to hire her out of there because she's not educated in zoology or whatever. And so that's it. Like, that's her only option. It's the same as with the criminals for Joe Exotic.
Well, I know he goes to the bus station and picks up people
that are completely down
or out. Down and out. I get that, but it's just like, I don't know.
So I mean, we could continue to go on and on about Tiger King, but the reason why I wanted us to watch it is because I really wanted to do a versus about the worst person from this documentary.
You know, if I get first pick, I'm not sure who I'm gonna pick.
It's tough, right?
I mean, it's like you could make a case for at least 4 or 5 of them.
Right. So
Howard Baskin.
Oh, man.
The tiger that rips off the girl's arm. And she looked like she was at Fred Sanford's house.
Yeah, there's two gas cans. There's two different kinds of gas cans.
And she's got there's like junk behind her. I'm like going. Anyway.
Yeah. Redeemable though as a person, but
I mean Chris was dead on. She's the only halfway sane person on that show because you see her every time she's interviewed, she's solid as a rock. Like she seems she knows what she's talking about. And you're like,
that's why I knew we couldn't do a versus as like far as our favorite person from Tiger King because
we'd all pick the same person. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know,
I like the guy with no legs. He was pretty good too.
Yeah.
I forget his name. He was the manager of the GW farm.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't bad.
He's not the manager, or was he?
I thought he was
the long hair.
I thought the long hair guy was just. He worked there.
That's what I mean. Like how, you know, I could see it. Like if you're fresh out of jail or whatnot, you know, and you're like you're just desperate to get off the drugs or whatnot, and you're like, okay, I'll take this because it'll straighten me out. But then after so long, if you're clean, which I guess none of them ever got clean, really, but she's like. Why would you keep working for $150 or $100 a week, 12 hours a day?
It was longer than 12 hours a day.
Depending on which cult you're in.
It's pretty much how I feel about podcasting with you guys.
Well, I don't want to let you guys down. That's what it is.
Thanks, thanks, Matt.
Jack runs it.
Comparing us to Tiger King. So was I. Thanks, Matt.
I mean, last time I visited Jay, he did let me hold his baby tiger, but, you know, so.
That wasn't a tiger.
Oh. Now Nick's got the baby Yoda. You know, there it is. You're going to let him hold it.
I'll let you touch my baby Yoda.
Just pull back that collar foreskin there for me.
It's sewn in.
Oh, okay.
Perfect. If anyone was curious, we kind of hinted at it last night. He wears brown underwear. Just like that's kind of weird. It's like he's literally shitting his pants.
It is to be fair, he's a baby.
To be fair, he is right, adorable.
I am going to share my screen of a dice roll, and
okay.
I'm
going
to go to
who's
this
going
here.
First.
That's and, how we do.
Oops. So this is a whoops. This
That's
is
me. It's my roll. I got a 10.
10. Okay. Fucking 10. Yeah. Nice.
Who's going? Who's going first? I'll go ahead.
I was set up.
10.
I'll do Jack because he's the oldest. Okay. So this is Jack's roll. Ready and boom. You got an 8.
8. No, I should get a roll again because they match.
It already looks shady because the last one you had was 2 threes, and now we have 2 fours.
Yeah.
Okay. Nick, since you complained, you're going next, and you got a 6.
See,
this is bullshit.
See? It's already something's rigged with it.
Chris, you're clearly next. I'm going to roll for you. That's another 6.
6.
And me, I'm probably going to get shit on here.
12. What?
Oh. I don't want to I call bullshit in this whole thing.
So both dice match both every time.
Yeah,
except for Chris.
And everyone knows that Matt historically gets fourth pick, and all of a sudden he's in control and he gets first pick. It's all bullshit.
Okay, you want me to go to a different dice
yep.
site? Is that it?
I would.
Yep. All right.
Not if I finish lower in second, though.
No. Let's see here.
Can I opt out of the role because I'm I'll take second.
No.
That's bullshit. Sorry, I should. Oh, come on, man.
You said you can make it a case for at least 6 people, Jack. I mean, why are you complaining?
Because I'd rather have second choice.
All right. I have pulled up another dice thing here. So I'll pull that up here on the.
Don't we have real dice?
Well, how are you going to see it? And then it's going to be in question. Okay.
We can't trust you now?
No, you can't trust me. This is the Joe Exotic kind of level of manipulation here.
All right.
All right, Jack, you're going to go first again. And
9.
That's a pretty good one.
I'll do the math for you, Matt.
Okay, thanks. And
Who was next?
Nick, Chris, I think, was next.
No, Nick was second.
Nick got a three. I'm next.
All right. Chris? Seven.
That's pretty solid. All right.
Snake eyes. Fuck you, Nick. 12 again. Such bullshit.
That's just not right.
Awesome. All right, so let's go for it.
I want to read what Chris put in the chat. Chris Dorn said, I laughed so hard when Joe put the EMT jacket on with the badge after the staff got their arm bitten off. I don't think his man's ever been to EMT school.
How fast did that go on?
Exactly. That was where I kind of went.
Where did he get the jacket?
Exactly. The EMT
they stopped the camera. He ran back to the place, got the jacket, put it on, and started the camera rolling again.
Yeah. All right. Now we can rescue her.
How long until there's a whole Tiger King action figures? Because, you know, the Joe Exotic EMT action figure, you got the Joe Exotic wedding outfit, you got the Joe Exotic
presidential candidate.
Boom.
What do you do to his leg?
It was never answered.
Because all of a sudden he's wearing a brace on his leg.
No, he said he fell or something like that when he was a kid or something. I forgot what it was. And he had a back injury or something. I forgot what it was.
Oh, yeah. And the mystery that was never solved about the burning of the tapes of all of the.
Oh, he did that shit.
He did that.
You think Joe did it? Or do you think
Joe
the guy
did it? Yeah, absolutely did it. Yeah.
Absolutely. Joe did it. That guy had a funny gait. He had a funny walk.
Joe was behind it. He probably told someone else to do it, but he was behind it because he could probably get, I don't know if he had insurance, but get the money from it. He gets him sympathy. You know, like
I think he just took a photo of the producer and put that out there like he did it. Now, why would the guy burn up his own tapes?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
He was this close to being a millionaire. Why would he do that?
No.
No reason to do that.
All right.
Matt needs to go first.
Concerning this versus as far as who the worst person on Tiger King is, I mean, it's tough because I feel like Carol Baskin is like a slam dunk. Like she's a runaway hit. But I got to go with my gut on this because I hate this fucker like so much. I'm going Doc Antle. Like running a really crazy sex call with all those like weird 16-year-olds and like, you know, like I'm going Doc Antle. I hate him. I hate his look. I hate everything about him. So fuck you, Doc Antle. I'm picking you as the worst person on Tiger King.
Okay. There it is. Doc Antle's his pick.
I'm kind of shocked because I was gonna go with Carol.
The number one pick was Doc Antle.
I thought she was pretty terrible too, but I gotta go with Joe Exotic. The way he treated his people, he really wasn't true to the animals. He did it for the money. He was destroying them, he was killing them, I think he started off with good intentions because we see, but the drugs and the money. I mean, his husband, one of his husband, kills himself, and 2 weeks later he's dating someone else, his niece came out today and said he's 100 times worse than what we saw on the show. So he's a terrible. I mean, he's one of he might not get a lot of votes because people. He's one of those guys you want to like. He's kind of a character. But the way he screams at his employees and all that other stuff, I think he was set up with the hit.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think he was dumb enough to be set up by the hit, and he did want her dead. Which, you know, at some point I wanted her dead too. But don't let that get out. But yeah, I think he is by far the worst person on the show because his ego is so big that that's all he cares about. Like I said, destroying the, like, I know Doc did the same thing, but destroying the animals that he claimed that he loved. I mean, I don't know how you can shoot a tiger that's just because I can't afford to feed him the Walmart bologna anymore. So yeah. So I got to go with Joe Exotic.
Okay. All right. So I have the third pick and it's Carol fucking Baskin, dude. Like, I'm sorry, but you know, without Carol fucking Baskin, there would be no Tiger King show.
That's true.
That we have seen on Netflix. She is evil incarnate. She left her husband for money. Married this dude, didn't get what she wanted from him, fed him to the tigers.
Allegedly.
Fed that motherfucker to the tigers. You know that happened.
Here, kitty, kitty.
And she sits there and has this facade of how she is like this oh. like activist for tigers. When she has like tigers in fucking cages. She is a hypocrite at the very least, a murderer at best, and Satan at worst. Carol fucking Baskin is the worst character on that show.
That leaves Nick with the hardest of all.
And I'm going to go with Jeff Lowe.
Ooh.
Because whereas in all three of your picks are narcissistic assholes that just don't know any better because they have something fucked in the head. Jeff Lowe.
You're right, Jeff. Joe.
Jeff Lowe is a con man. And he knew exactly what he was doing the entire time. He presented himself as this rich person, conned Joe out of his zoo, got, you know, signed it over to him, took his zoo from him, bled it dry, set up Joe so he could go to jail so he could be rid of him, then conned the guy from Indiana,
Tim,
yeah, into starting another zoo, let him put all of his money into it, let him do the
hard work.
Yeah. Hard work, yeah.
18 hours a day.
Yeah, 18 hours a day. And then just like, okay, that's it. He's the epitome of a piece of shit. And not only did that but he did the same thing because he runs a cult as well because he's got the dumb guy who's like, yeah, I'll go down there and drive. I'll go kill the bitch. You know, I was like, it's all – and he's got the fat guy too. Like, they're all just a bunch of – he's got his two little dumb henchmen that will do his work. And then Joe's an idiot though too just for believing. He's like, why would you believe these guys? Just no. If you want someone dead,
don't know. The skeezy thing where he's like picking out the babysitter.
Right. Oh God! That I forgot about that. That was.
Did
so
you see
awful.
Her? He's did like, you see he, I mean, the one he chose?
Oh yeah, just yeah. smoke.
Well, shit. And he tells
his wife's it was too though. You're like, dude, you're an idiot. The wife's an idiot. Clearly, it's like no.
Well, his wife's pregnant. Sitting next to him, he goes, well, after the baby's born, you gotta get him to the gym.
Mm-hmm. Right. What a piece.
I go. How did he survive that one?
Mm-hmm.
All right. They're all bad. I don't even think that we can like go through and say like, okay, I'm going to argue against. I mean, like, how do you argue against? Like,
should be an interesting vote.
Yeah, no, I think this should be good. And I know we've talked about Tiger King quite a bit here. I think this is a good time that we take like a short commercial break, and we can come back and talk about something else. I know some viewers or listeners may not have seen Tiger King. Hopefully you enjoyed our discussion on it. So as we rambled through shit.
rambling, that's what we do.
Oh, shit. Sorry. What time did you write down for the break?
48.
Who's going to put up the poll?
Probably Jeff okay. or right. Joe or Doc.
He's not even a fucking doctor. Okay, I'm done. I'm done.
Yeah, I know. That made me so laugh so hard when someone actually said, what's he a doctor of? He's like, and it was some bullshit degree. And you're like, what the? He's not even a doctor. Like, it was like a spirit.
Well, he was smart. He was smart enough not to say things on camera.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, the fat guy you were talking about, he was saying, I don't want to. Okay, I'll talk about it.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that guy wasn't whacked either. I mean,
businessman.
How was that guy not fed to the tigers?
He still has my favorite moment in the show.
Oh, the
when he's like, I got stuff to share, I got stuff to tell, and just goes through this quick montage of on a wave runner, yeah. Listening like with the eye of the tiger and this dude's mullet just flowing. Like that was the best.
Well, it's just the slow mo because they were trying. It's like almost like an 80s sex montage where it's like because like trying to make this guy so sexy with like the pulling the glasses up very slowly. You know, it's just like
there was nothing making that guy sexy. I'm sorry, even all of Matt's gin that he drank last week would not make this guy sexy.
Thanks. A lot. speaking of gin, I actually was getting.
No, I'm saying
low.
If I drank that much gin, I wouldn't find him sexy. Is what I was saying. But,
okay. You know, okay. Fair. That's fair.
It wasn't a shot at you.
Okay. Yeah, I would not take that shot. I had to go to the grocery store today because I was actually getting a little low on gin, and I even joked about it like last week how it's like it's turned into Battlestar Galactica around here with mm-hmm. the alcohol. It's like I'm right about here, and I went to the you know our liquor cabinet there, and I was like, who's been drinking my gin?
Okay, gingy it.
You know my style. I like that Tanqueray Select that I get oh. with the.
Tanqueray.
I like the Tanqueray. Lady Tanqueray 10 is what I like, the little slim it's, bottle.
Yeah, it's got a little infusion of lime in it or what have you. But yeah, I went to the grocery store. You know, it felt a little weird because I was like, you know what?
You have alcohol at your grocery store? I
remember those days. Yeah. Yeah, you know.
We're not allowed to have that in North Carolina.
You wouldn't think Indiana would, but yeah.
Yeah, well, we used to have, we couldn't buy alcohol on Sundays, and they changed that last year for the first time. So
because God said no.
But, you know, I did the whole, you know, gloved up.
You can't pray it away, drink it away.
Wore gloves and, you know, wore a mask, you know, and I just was like, I'd say about a third of the people were wearing masks. So, and, you know, you just don't know. You don't know who's got it, what's being passed around. I don't know if I have it. Like, I mean, I did. My wife and I had a good idea, though, about wearing a mask to the store is to actually put just like a little bit of beet juice on the mask itself so it looks like blood. That way everybody's just like, fuck that guy. I'm not even getting clear of him.
So, I tell you, a couple weeks ago, I don't know if I told the story or not.
That's just a pro tip for our listeners. Yeah. Go ahead.
I was at Food Lion, and somebody sneezed, and it was not a lot of people there, but it was so loud, we all ducked. Like someone said, grenade! I mean, like ducking was, I go, I just ducked. And it wasn't just me. Everyone, we all went like this, and like, okay, it just
like
sneezed.
What's crazy, like, though, is like if you're in a grocery store and you hear somebody violently sneeze,
yeah.
Do you A, continue on with your shopping experience?
Luckily, I was
or,
done.
Or B, get the fuck out.
It was one of those, you know, because there's people that are loud sneezers. You know, they just go, you know, and sneeze like that.
I'm one of them.
Okay, that's what it was. I swear to God, because it was in the frozen section. Well, the frozen section on the other side was the dairy section, the milk and all the eggs and stuff like that. And I was by the beer. I was about ready to buy some Corona. I was by the, and I went, I look around and everybody else is doing the same thing. I go, why are we ducking? It's not a grenade. And he's just like, but like ducking was going to make me safe from the coronavirus.
Well, what's crazy now is that the, with the CDC's requirements, the grocery stores now, as of yesterday, are only allowed to allow a maximum number of people in their stores. That is 40% of their maximum capacity on a normal day. And that is including employees.
Oh, shit. Wow.
Yeah. So I haven't been to a grocery store in a bit. I've been using Instacart for delivery and stuff, which has been huge. But I haven't seen it yet. But apparently there's now people who are queuing up outside of grocery stores waiting to be let in to do their shopping.
Well,
it's kind of nuts.
My wife and I went to Home Depot the weekend, and it was packed. But we had to wait in line because they only let so many people in line.
Right.
I mean, so many people in at once. And the lady that was in charge, she just was – people were walking – we're like watching people. Hey, they're not waiting in line. And people kept saying, maybe they work here. I go, I don't know. I've seen like 20 people walk in there. They all work here. And my wife goes, don't get people started. You always get people started and angry. I go – I'm just saying we're waiting in line, taking our being patient. And the guy behind me is going, yeah, that's a bunch of bullshit. I go, yeah, so then we get in there. There's no carts. And I go, can we have a, she goes, you need a cart? I go, yeah, we wanted to go in the garden section, buy flowers. Of course, we couldn't go through the garden section. You have to go through here. And then people are walking by going, well, we're going to the garden section. We have to wait in line. She goes, no, the line is here. You have to wait here to get in line for the garden. So finally she goes, well, hold on. I'll find somebody to get a cart. I go, you're only letting so many people in the store at once. How can we not find someone? I go, it's a shame those 20 people that walked in, those employees didn't bring the carts in when they came in, but that's okay. And then she goes, can we get someone to wipe this down? And she goes, I go,
really?
Please, can you just wipe it down? And it says, thank you. Thank you very much.
Here's the thing, though. Mistake, Jack. You wear gloves and you take a little, like, you know,
yes,
you know, like I have a little spray thing that I got from like a hospital, like or clinic, and it's got it's like a little, and I'm just like, you know, and like,
well, when I go to Food Lion, they have someone's job there is to spray the cart.
Yes. So at my local grocery store, that's how it is too.
So back in February. First week of March, I think it was, kind of started catching wind of all this bullshit that was happening. So I started preparing.
Yeah, you and me.
You know, I ordered food and all that stuff. So I also, I wanted to buy stuff. I wanted to buy hand sanitizer. I wanted to buy like disinfectant spray. But it was already like a hot commodity. You couldn't buy it anywhere. So I did some research on how to make your own disinfectant spray and hand sanitizer. So I ordered a bunch of shit. I had to go to like three different locations online, like laboratory supply shops. Like these are like actually the laboratory supply companies that supply like colleges and universities and high schools with like chemistry equipment. So I was able to go online and find. I don't know if you can see that.
That's a weird name.
Heichel.
Isopropyl alcohol.
So 99% isopropyl alcohol.
Isopropyl. Is that stuff some... Trump's toting?
Carolina.
Glycerol.
Oh, I thought it was Carolina.
This will stop you from losing your skin.
Oh, well, that's...
Is that one of the symptoms?
Well, no, when you have... when you have 99% isopropyl alcohol.
Okay, I got it. I thought that was one of your skin just starts falling off.
Chris is going to be that girl from Tiger King.
I've got a bunch of this shit here. Some hydrogen peroxide. And some spray bottles.
Mm.
So I'm going to be making my own. Nice. As it gets down to it.
You should put that on the Facebook page. You know what? Screw the Facebook. Put it just for the patrons.
And apparently you're also going to be making meth with some of the things that you bought too.
Good thing you got the masks too.
Yeah.
Barry points out too that in North Carolina right now, allergy season, so people are coughing and sneezing.
Of the Northeast as well. It's crazy.
I wanted to mention that, Jack. I'm glad you saw Sherry's post there. Because allergy season sucks right now. Like coughing, hacking, like I have this like I woke up and my throat's a little sore. You know, and like there's nothing to get you more corona paranoia than being like, my throat's sore, I'm hacking in the morning, you know. Jeez.
I thought I had a sore throat and my body was aching the other day. But I didn't, my wife goes, you don't have a fever, relax.
Well, here's the fucked up thing about that though, is that let's be real for a second.
Yeah.
You have a potentially a chance of having it.
Hmm? Right.
Right.
And so like, I got that going for me,
but you're not having the symptoms. You're having some symptoms, but not all of them. Right. This is exactly why we're fucked, because how many people out there are saying they might have a cough, they might have a scratchy throat, they might be sneezing around. They might actually have it and have like half of the symptoms, because you don't necessarily get all the symptoms.
Well, they went away.
I'm good. I'm going to go out. I'm going to go out and run my errands. Fuck everybody else. I don't care. And then you go and you have that violent, like fucking circus worthy fucking sneeze at the grocery store, and boom, you just fucking killed six people.
Way to go, JFK.
All for your fucking
back avocado. Into the left.
To the left. Well, I've had
I'm right there with you. I mean, like I think Nick and I we talked. So Nick and I we were doing the heavy lifting for Owen and Bruce, because apparently Chris can't watch a fucking cartoon show.
Yeah. But I did watch two other series. Guilty as charged. I just didn't put the time in. That's my bad.
It's fine.
Was it DOS Boot?
Nope.
Was it Ozark?
It was not Ozark. It was Devs.
Oh yeah. Yeah, we need to talk about that. Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Well, I haven't started Devs yet because I'm trying to finish Ozark, but I had to stop and watch Tiger King.
Yeah, because my little like, oh, we got to do a versus.
Ozark is good. Ozark is a good show.
I've been wanting to watch it. I've been seeing good things about it.
It's a good show to binge. But I was going to say something about, you know, Matt and I've been talking about heartburn, and yeah, I think now we think it might be my gallbladder's going out.
Oh.
I have a lot of symptoms. Well, yesterday I didn't sleep the night before, but I had my grandson, and so my daughter was coming over later on because she had to do something. So I finally took a nap about 10:30. I wake up like at 12:30, and we have a camera in the room for our grandson. And I get this pain in my chest. It's just like it's like killing me. And I'm like, I'm waving to the camera, and nobody's. It should be ding. My wife's phone should be going ding ding ding. But no, she's not paying attention. So I finally crawl out of bed and I get to the stairs and I'm like, I can't breathe because I couldn't breathe. And my wife comes right up there. Are you all right? Can't breathe. So now she thinks I'm just, you know, like a panic attack. And my daughter comes up with the. I'm like going. So finally she calms me down. It just must have been the whatever that pain is, a gas pain or whatever it is. You know, you get a Charlie horse in your leg.
Mm-hmm.
It was in my – it was right here in my chest. And I said, I think I'm dying. I don't want to die. So anyway, as I got that going for me. And she goes, you want to go to the doctor? I go, no, I'm not going to the doctor now. Why would I want to go to the doctor's office? I go, it's like asking you to get the coronavirus. Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, they don't want you to go in.
Yeah, go ahead.
My son's birthday is coming up. He's going to be 1 year old, believe it or not, which is fucking crazy. He's turning one on April 24th. And
God, that was quick.
I know. It's crazy. I'll explain these weird looking glasses in a second. I put them on a second ago.
Is this like Westworld?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm showing you what's
going to happen to your family.
Jack, I can't believe that's what you look like without a shirt on. It's weird. kid. So he's supposed to have his 1 year checkup. So his doctor's office called us and they're about to cancel the appointment on, like they're calling to cancel the appointments. Mm. He's like, oh, actually, no, never mind. It's not canceled. Cause we're seeing kids who are two and under. And I'm like, fuck. Like I gotta bring my kid into the doctor's office.
I wouldn't.
I don't know. Like it's crazy to me. I didn't take the call, to be truthful. It was my wife took the call and she shared this with me. But they said that they're still having him to come in for his appointment, which I don't know. I might have to call and reschedule.
My wife had an appointment. She had needed a refill on her blood pressure pills, even though it's the same fucking pill every time. But she had to go to see a doctor, so they had a virtual. She had to get up at 10:45, go online, and they Skyped a doctor's appointment. They didn't check her blood pressure or anything like that. They just talked to her, and so she got her prescription refilled. But this woman said it's going to go at least till June. The doctor thinks it's going to go at least till the end of June, and then she said there's going to be a relapse in November. So I'm like going, but the whole time I'm thinking, okay, what was the point of having the doctor's appointment? Did you just send something, Nick?
Sorry. That was a completely fucking wrong time to start laughing. I apologize, Jack. I wasn't trying to laugh at Cindy's doctor's appointment.
That's okay.
But Nick did send something that made me laugh a lot. But yeah, the whole telemedicine thing, that's going to be the wave of that, at least the next 6 months.
But what was the point of having her
bill the insurance company.
Yeah, and then they called back and said, you have a $5 copay.
Yeah, yeah.
They didn't charge her at the time. I was really going,
that's all medical billing.
I don't think I'm supposed to have a copay because of the new insurance, but she goes, you know, it's only $5.
Yeah.
Fine, I'll pay it.
Yeah.
And I go, but this is just bullshit because there's nothing she did online that could possibly say, okay, you shouldn't be taking this blood pressure pill or it was just it was just a waste. It was just a waste of time and money.
I'm just thinking. Never mind. That's
no. Never mind. Continue the thought. What were you getting at there, Matt?
I was just thinking of like somebody like going bow, 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 you know, and like kind of like you know, and I don't know. That's in my head.
You're thinking like sex chat room?
Yeah, I was. I was
there blue pills, maybe?
Yeah. The blue pill.
Oh.
I don't think they
I am picking up what you're putting down. So you're referring to the plethora of radio advertisements that you're hearing now for direct shipment of certain medications without having to have a doctor consultation.
I was thinking of just like somebody being in a video chat and stripping. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I got it.
Thank you. We're about the same age, Jack. Do you think that I have a gallbladder?
You probably were removed a few years ago.
Oh.
You probably had it removed because you were afraid.
Yeah.
I was afraid.
I don't know.
Get this thing out of me.
My wife had hers removed about 8 years ago.
Oh.
So I'm having a lot of the same symptoms she had, so it's like...
So when they remove it, is that when like they checked my prostate? Did they remove it then?
They could have. I don't know.
Sorry, I'm
Moon River.
Moon River. She had like the worst doctor for the gallbladder guy. He was like the worst bedside manner. He was some old cranky guy, and my wife needs to be relaxed because she doesn't like to be put under and all that stuff. And I go, God, this guy sucks. Because then it was a male nurse, and they had a small little room, and they go, you need to go out to. I go, you're going to want me in here. And he goes, no, we got this. We've been doing this for a long time. And then 20 minutes later, I go, can you come back in here and calm down your wife? I said, sure, I can do that. So is she being a little crazy? And they go, yeah.
He
I go,
like,
huh.
Scratch marks across his face.
She looked like, actually, his arm was ripped off. She just ripped it
off. Nice.
But anyway, so
when I had my prostate exam, I felt like I had the worst doctor to do it because I was like, whoa, like your fingers are huge. Like I would have just asked for a different person, like, you know, somebody with slender fingers or something, but you got like this giant sized thumb. Like what the hell?
I was like, Rodney,
my last doctor enjoyed it too much. I'm telling you. It's like,
well, I gotta make it funny, but that's what's funny is like Rodney Carrington says, like, you know, I had my prostate checked the first time. He goes, of course, I didn't get a doctor with the little fingers. I got one with the big fingers. He goes, is that, what did he say? It's like, you can't go fishing with a guy like that. It's like, what the hell are you going to talk about?
I know the first time I had it done, this female nurse, she's like 6'3".
Wait, there's more times you got to get this done?
I've had it done a couple of times. So she had like long, I just like freaked out. I'm like, she brings the gel and the gloves, and I'm like going. But then it turned out it was just the doctor. I said, but the last doctor,
like,
he was
grapefruit. A safe word is grapefruit.
The last guy goes, you need to stop moving. I go, you need to stop inserting. You need to stop. I'm done. I think you've done enough. You've got what you need. Get out of there. I can't take it anymore.
It's like
you probably put a check mark in my thing. Uncooperative patient.
Chris is like season 2 Letterkenny, where the big guy's like, you guys ever had a so it's like, you know, it's like four guys sitting around talking, and like there's the big guy that doesn't say too much in the show, and all of a sudden he's like, so my girlfriend and I, we did a little experiment, and he goes, and she stuck her finger up my bum hole, and all the guys are just looking at him like where are you going with this thing? Because you guys ever had a he goes, I kind of liked it. And they're like, shut up.
No, they're playing catch out in their backyard. It was like a three-person playing catch. Oh, Jesus.
Wolverine. There we go.
Three of them are playing catch. And once he starts talking about it, it turned into only two of them playing catch because they wouldn't throw it to him.
Well, I think I talked about this. I know I talked about the Married Man show, but the colonoscopy, I've had that done. But the whole time I'm like, will I be asleep? Will I be asleep? They go, yes, you'll be asleep. You'll be asleep. You'll be asleep. So I'm laying there. He goes, roll over. I go, I'm not asleep yet. He goes, and he starts to, you know, do the scope. I'm like, and then the next thing I do is I wake up. So I was asleep. I'm thinking the whole time is like, am I gonna? Because it's a big deal.
Roto rooter in you.
Yeah, and then
why
afterward
is my you're all hurt.
Well, afterward you're all gassy, and we're like in a room with like 30 people. I go, I'm not farting here with everybody else. I'm not doing. I am not doing that. I also said I'm not walking. I'm gonna walk out. I'm not being pushed in a wheelchair, which I did walk out kind of crooked, but I was kind of a rebel. I was kind of a dick. Kind of just get the hell out of here.
Well,
my wife took me in the restroom to get me dressed, and I just started letting loose. She goes, "You're doing it for me?" I go, "Well, you know, I do know you." it's just air.
You like the right stuff, you know. You get a little.
Yeah. Exactly. So let's
shift the conversation away from buttholes for a second. perfectly fine. So I took Nick's advice and I started watching. And so here's the thing that I'm really pissed about now. We definitely live in a generation now where we're able to, stream these shows and watch them in succession. But with this particular show and others, they are a week to week episode release. So I didn't realize that. And I got to
Well, it's Hulu, right?
It's on FX.
It's FX, but it's licensed through Hulu.
Hulu, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's Devs, the show Devs. Excellent.
All right. The show Devs. And I got to the end. I think I watched like six or seven. I'm not sure however many are released.
I think it's only eight total. So we got two more. Yeah, we got one more tomorrow night. Dude,
this show is fucking great.
Yeah.
Nick was absolutely right in the sense that, like, I don't even want to, like, share what the synopsis is. You have to unravel it for yourself.
So the final episode's tomorrow?
No. I think there's only eight episodes. It's a miniseries. Seventh episode is tomorrow.
Is it tomorrow?
Yeah,
I'll binge it after it's done.
Yeah, I can binge it. Fucking outstanding show. Outstanding show. I've loved every second of it. It's Nick Offerman fans might be off put.
Yeah, for real.
Because I loved
about it though.
He was in Deadwood.
He's just a completely different character. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Wait, Nick Offerman was in Deadwood?
He's in like the second or third episode. He's the guy that the road agent that killed family from Minnesota. He's the one you see.
I didn't realize that.
You see his dingling. You see his penis.
It's Jack's favorite character that Nick Offerman ever played.
Anyone that does a full frontal, Jack's a fan.
Yeah,
exactly. You gotta respect it. So yeah, but anyway,
gotta see it.
He tries to kill Wild Bill Hickok.
What I did like about Nick Offerman though in that role is that it pushes against what I've normally seen him as.
Yes, you
know, exactly.
Even when he's not on Parks and Rec, I mean, like, it's just some of his other characters that have been funny. It pushes against that, and I love that. I love seeing that side of him.
It's not a comedy, though, right? It's
definitely not.
Okay,
no. And what I've enjoyed about Devs, and I'm not up to where Nick and Chris are at, but where I have seen though, I've really enjoyed it, and I've actually enjoyed it more than Westworld.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Sorry, I'm not trying to shit on Westworld, but
no, shit, Westworld sucks.
I liked the first three episodes. I didn't like the most recent one.
Westworld. That might have been the best episode.
This Westworld's fucking stupid right now. I'm sorry. I don't want to get into that. But,
wow, this is like politics. We don't want to go there.
So I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if I should take your advice on Devs then.
No, you should. You should watch it. You like mystery shows. Do you like Lost? I think you might like Lost.
That's all right. Okay. They were dead the whole time, so it kind of ruined it for me.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, like
anywho.
Yeah, but Devs is a good show, and I'm glad that I gave it a chance. And
what does Devs stand for?
It's probably developers. Yeah, and, but the thing is, it's not like a traditional development software like company, you know. And the last episode that you shared last Thursday, the way that she describes one of the characters describes what Devs is to another character is one of the most brilliant dialogue I've ever seen in a show. Just how to think about coincidences and how you think about, you know, things that happen in your life. And I was like, that is just brilliant.
She's a great actress too. I'm blanking on her name, but she was on Newsroom.
Allison Pill.
Thank you. Allison Pill, she's great. So I'll say this from an acting perspective, Nick Offerman's character is actually really like, it's super complex, his character. And he has like these waves of like, do you like this guy? Do you not like this guy? Do you hate him? Yeah. Do you love him? Yeah. Like, it's weird.
Are you talking about Matt, or the guy on the show?
the main character, Lily's character, she's not that great of an actress.
No, she's a model. Yeah.
It's okay. Yeah, you know.
She's a model. It's okay.
I think she legitimately is like a model.
The only thing I ever knew her from was she's in Ex Machina, which is also written by the same guy.
Right.
And she had
so he's dating her.
I don't know if that's true or not, but
I'm just saying it happens. Yeah.
We're getting a little weird with this conversation. The last couple comments, I'll just say that Sherry, I refilled my glass for you. I'm going to just do a shot. Okay, so here, salute.
Is it a little mini mason jar?
Yeah, you had it last week.
It is. Wow.
Oh, good. Yeah, look at that.
You had that last week, right?
Yep. It says cheers. Cheers. There we go.
Well, shots of gin.
Surprised it didn't say ball.
Fucking gross. That's a terrible idea. So anyways, so that's Devs. Check it out. Nick's recommendation was absolutely spot on. So I have a recommendation for you guys. It was one of my best friends was texting me that I was talking to him about Devs. He's like, you need to watch Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Also on FX / Hulu. No, okay. TV show. Dave.
These are just named with D's and V's.
Dave's not here.
So Dave, the TV show Dave, I'll tell you right now, is up there with Letterkenny as one of the funniest shows I've ever watched.
Who's in Dave?
Dave, I forgot. I don't know. I actually didn't forget. I don't know his last name. He's a comedian. His name is Dave. It's Dave something or other.
Dave Chappelle?
Nope.
No.
So it's not. He has this
Dave Letterman.
This comedian. He's like this probably 20 something year old. Maybe early 30-year-old comedian who also is, in real life, he's a comedian, but on the show, he's this dude who's a rapper. He's trying to become like a big YouTube sensation rapper, and his rapper name is Lil Dicky. That's the show. All right. So it's Lil Dicky.
I've got eight stars.
So here is the synopsis of this is that he has a deformed dick.
Oh,
this
do we get to see it
recently, which is weird. No, you don't get to see it.
Jack loves the full frontals.
So he has his rap persona, Lil Dicky, that he raps about his inadequate penis, and he tries to adapt his rapping styles based upon who is, who's, bigger artists and so forth and so on. And it's about his progression of becoming from a nobody to like a rapper. It is fucking hysterical. Like every character on that show brings the heat when it comes to comedy. He is one of the funniest guys I've seen in a television show. You have to watch it. I believe it must have started around the same. It must have started the same time Devs did, same network, same whatever. Probably premiered the same week because they both have the same amount of episodes that are out right now.
Yeah.
It is absolutely 100% worth the watch.
Are they half hour show? Half hour episodes or hour episodes?
Dave is a half hour episode show. Devs is not. Devs is an hour.
I will watch that after we stop recording tonight. I will turn it on and just say, what is
so
this?
Fun?
I'm not going to start. I will watch it, but I'm not starting it until I finish Ozark.
Nice.
Hey, where are you at on your Office rewatch? I know you were
season five.
Oh, okay. Season five. That,
I had to slow down a little bit because I had to watch Tiger King.
Oh,
it's seven episodes, Jack. It's not a huge sacrifice.
It was for me.
I don't think I've watched anything new this last week. I don't know. Like, time is unreal to me. I don't really understand what's happening anymore.
I know Modern Family is the final episode was tonight, and it's like nobody cares.
Really?
Yeah, the final episode of my wife and I watched it. It's almost we like Dextered it. We just said, okay, I've started it. I'm going to finish it.
Right.
It, the last 3 or 4 years, it's been eh. But I said, you know, I got to finish it.
You got to wonder if, like, just some of the writers had moved on to other bigger, better things.
I think the kids got older and they tried to keep them. They should have probably got rid of the kids. Because Manny got less funnier as he got older.
More complex as a character.
But no, he was less funny, less interesting.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I liked him. I liked him when he was younger. He just became Could he die somehow? Could he?
Jeez.
Could he get hit by a car or something like that? I'm just saying. Wow. He just was like, okay, can he go away to college and not come back? Am I wrong? Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, but I'm just looking at Sherry's comments. It says the conversation floats tonight. Assholes to buttholes to dickies.
Spot on. There's your episode title.
I think Sherry just created the episode.
Assholes, title. Buttholes, dickies, oh my.
It's in the live comment page on StreamYard. It's not for some reason on the chat on YouTube, but
this live private chat message I missed.
Wait, what's the title?
Assholes to buttholes to dickies.
I don't know if I can put assholes in the title.
I put a-holes.
You could do a-holes.
A-holes. But I think you got to make it like lions and tigers and bears. Oh my.
Oh my. Nice.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's got to be like Wizard of Oz.
You could do like tigers, a-holes, to buttholes to dickies. Oh my.
So speaking of Wizard of Oz, my local movie theater here.
Is it still open?
No, it is not. So they play a lot of like vintage and older movies, and it's very like local based. So it's a great place. You know, the sad thing about the coronavirus is that states that have taken action early and shut things down. Businesses have suffered, sadly, you know, especially small businesses. And this is like a community run place here in our city. But they've been putting up really funny signs.
You live in like Mayberry?
Kind of.
That kind of like a town?
Okay. It is kind of like that. But so they put up on their marquee, there's no place like home. And then they put right underneath it, stay there. You know,
that's really nice.
Yeah, it was really kind of humorous. And then today, of all things, like I was walking.
Well, if you saw that today, how'd you know if you didn't stay home?
Well, because my family, we go for walks and we go for bike rides. A lot of people go out and do exercise. You just kind of like, and everybody's very respectful of the space thing. You know, it's like you see people shift to the other side of the sidewalk or they give you room. And so, you know, my family, we've gone on. Oh, I see that there's like a lot of things in the private chat. I don't even want to click on that.
No, so I'll finish nothing for you.
Oh yeah, sure.
Yeah, it's clean, man.
You know, I automatically think of stories that I have similar to what you're saying, so that's why I laugh.
Oh, okay. So anyway, today I'm out for a walk with the family tonight, and they had a sign up that said basically what I was kind of promoting on this show is the Star Wars quote, which I had shared on Owen and Brew's Instagram, but it's go ahead, Nick. You probably remember it better than I do.
Keep your distance, Chewie. But don't look like you're keeping. Yeah, don't look like you're keeping your distance. Yeah,
exactly. So it was so funny though, because it was like it was something that I had promoted on this.
They're listening to your Owen and Brew's.
I think it's just out there. I just think it's out there in the.
No, I think they stole it.
No. So anyway, they put that on their marquee. So I just was like, oh, nice, like nice little Star Wars, you know. But they just put, you know.
Well, at least they still have someone working there, right?
Well, the owner, or not the owner, but the kind of the manager who runs the operations, because it's a nonprofit. He just lives kind of cat a corner from our house here, and sadly, you know,
lives on Elm Street.
Did you say cat a corner?
Catty corner, catty corner.
I think it's catty corner.
Catty corner.
Really?
Catty corner.
Yeah. Is it catty or cat? What?
I always thought it was kitty.
No, it's catty. Yeah,
catty.
Depends if you're watching Tiger King or not.
Yeah.
What? My mind is blown right now.
Well, Tiger
I think I have heard Kitty Corner. So
Kitty Corner,
I have never heard Kitty Corner.
And oh, look, so Kitty Corner is another term for catter cornered.
Catter Corner. Yeah.
That's interesting. I've always called it Kitty Corner.
Must be a New England thing.
You know what? I use Kitty Corner a lot.
I would never put kitties in corners. So
sometimes they deserve it.
You guys are sick. That's why you need to devote all of your versus votes towards the real person that is awful, which is Doc Antle. But anyway.
Yeah, he puts kids in corners.
He does. What a sick.
Yeah, but I know what you mean. Like, Matt, like, I don't know what you're saying, but.
Nothing early.
Going hiking, going on a walk. You know, I went on a huge hike on Sunday to this.
I saw you're all by yourself.
Yeah, that's what's great about it, because it's one of those things that, like, you're supposed to do if you live in Fort Collins. It's called Arthur's Rock, and it's this really pretty hike, and it's only 4 miles, but it's a bitch. But I remember walking. I was walking the trail forever, you know, and didn't see anybody. And all of a sudden, I see this one woman walking towards me, and I'm walking towards her. And then, like within 10 feet, she's like, pulls up the bandana over her face. And it's one of those moments where I just, the asshole part of me wants to go, get over yourself, lady. No one cares. Like, or something. It's like, you think I'm diseased?
You know,
like,
what I'm, you do next, you know? Time, you pull one over your face and then a gun. What do you think? I win.
You put the blood packet in your mouth and you bike down.
And that hike kicked my ass. I mean, I was glad I did it, but because it went from like 4,000 feet to 7,000 feet and went 2 miles. And so it's just like, oh, shit. You know, just my legs are burning. So, but yeah, you gotta like it.
Jerry in the chat says Catty Corner and Kitty Corner are interchangeable. Both are correct. So I will take that as a word, because
I'm going to say no. I'm going to disagree. We have to decide right now what the country is. What the country is going to say?
I just looked it up.
I think we need to get it straightened out, because it's we should not have two sayings for this. It should be one word.
It's a fair point, Jack. But I did look it up, and it's actually Catter Corner, not Kit or Cat, Catter, like Catty Corner.
Catty Corner.
Catter.
Catty.
Catty. Catter, like C-A-T-E-R.
Yeah, but I mean,
Catter Corner. Catter Corner doesn't mean.
But not Catty Corner. Corner.
I'm going to tell you right now, that's too complicated to remember. I can remember Kitty, so it's Kitty Corner is what the nation is going to say. I've made my decision. I've made my decision.
This could almost be a versus.
I will run for fucking president just to make that my campaign.
So I can mute Kitty Corner. Power of being the producer here, and I'm with Nick here. You know, I say we make this a whole other versus here. You know, Catty Corner, Catter Corner, Kitty Corner, and
Ed, like water fountain or a water bubbler.
If you say bubbler, it's gonna lose, because that's only it's a very specific part of the country.
Is literally in the area code of 617. Boston.
I've never heard that.
I grew up in Western Mass. And
we refer to it
as a water fountain, and everybody within the Boston city limits calls it a bubbler.
The bubbler.
Actually, I grew up calling it a drinking fountain.
We're not talking about a smoking tool that you get high off of, right?
No, you're talking about
That's a bomb. Water.
There's like a bubbler where you can actually.
I thought we were talking about
We just diverge into weed.
I've always called it a drinking fountain.
Catty Corner is the British version.
Speaking of someone who's
top of the hat twice.
Speaking of someone who is 54% British, I still say Kitty Corner.
There you go.
No.
I've made my decision.
So there's
the king is dead.
I win. So
the king is dead.
John Rodriguez says it's Kitty Corner in the San Francisco Bay Area. I believe Ed Smith also said it's Kitty Corner.
No, Ed Smith's like car corner.
Look up two pages, two posts post up. It's kitty
corner. Randy says kitty corner. So
this is a bullshit.
Put the verses up there, Matt. You will lose this.
You'll lose. Okay. Kitty corner versus catty corner. And you know what? I always remember Colleen used to say it on the Metro Buzz. When people are referring to getting in line for something, waiting.
What Ed put.
The water bubbler is the cat corner from the pop store. it's the tonic store. If you're waiting, let's say you go to Home Depot, Jack, and there's a wait to get in.
Yeah.
Are you waiting in line or are you waiting online?
I'm waiting in line.
You're in the
I'm not on the internet.
You're in the queue.
I'm not in the internet.
The queue is fine. But there is a significant portion of people who say, "I'm waiting online." I'm like, "What do you mean you're waiting online?
That's just fucking stupid."
Yeah. Okay,
people are backwards.
So this is something that I think all four of us are agreeing upon.
There we go.
This is fantastic. This waiting online shit is stupid.
Because
you're not waiting online,
especially nowadays, because when someone says waiting online, you think they're on the either.
I think you're waiting in a virtual waiting room on Ticketmaster for concert tickets.
Exactly.
Okay.
Tamara Glatfelder said both are acceptable. No, she's wrong.
Thank you, Tamara.
No, you're wrong. Really
the most intelligent Glatfelder.
And change that last name. It's stupid.
Thank you, Tamara. The most intelligent Glatfelder has spoken. Both are acceptable. Moving on.
I don't think you've.
I'm not moving on. I got more bones to pick.
You're either right or you're wrong. And these people who are saying online are clearly wrong.
Yeah, people who are saying online are absolutely incorrect.
Does anyone in the chat say online? Are you afraid to say it?
They should be now.
I think Tamara Glaveler says she waits online. I'm going to say that right now. She probably does.
Don't throw other Glatfelters under the bus.
I throw all the Glatfelters. I think I'm allowed to.
You're biased, Jack. So,
anyhow,
this whole thing has derailed what I was going to say, which is my hometown here was struck by a storm almost like an hour before we were about.
I'm doing the your town's theme song.
Oh.
Well, while we're interrupting Matt, I want to go ahead and say that. Tamara has completely redeemed herself. She's referring to inline as being the proper. I think her original comment was referencing kitty versus catty corner.
Yeah, again, I say bullshit. We have to decide now.
Nope.
What it is?
There's no decision right now, Jack, because clearly you just want to win. What I was
I'm going to say right now, if we don't decide, you're going to have mass chaos, and people are going to go outside and cough and sneeze because they're so fucking confused of what to say. I think in this pandemic, these tough times with coronavirus, we need to make decisions so people don't panic.
Dogs and cats living together.
You need to wait in line and don't kitty corner around the other side diagonal.
Exactly.
We're going to put this to a vote. This will be our second versus.
There's no vote. This isn't a fucking democracy. This is how it is. You're waiting in line.
I don't want to do martial law.
And you should not kitty corner if you're adjacent to a building.
I'll run for president, and that'll be my platform.
Ed says you are either in line or out of line, and Matt, you are out of line.
There we go.
I don't even fucking know you anymore, Ed. and Chris, you're right. This isn't a democracy. Biden won. Moving on. Shade thrown. I just want to say that like my small town was hit by a storm right before we were about to record. I didn't even know if stop your you. Jeez, can't even. So my small little town here was hit by a storm. I thought I wasn't even going to be able to like start the show because I was out of internet and out of power for a moment. And sadly, like several places near me, roofs caved in. My wife, like while we were recording, she texted me a local bar here. Like the entire roof was like blown off.
But there was destroyed. No one in it, right?
There was no one in the bar.
So that's good, right? I mean, if it had to happen, at least there's nobody there.
I'm worried more about the oldest library in our neighborhood, which is
That's a joke from Vegas.
Four blocks down from where I live.
I'll tell you when we're done. We're off air.
The roof caved in.
Wow.
Like, people lived in that apartment building. I mean,
all right?
I don't know. I mean, it just happened tonight, like hours before we recorded. A friend of ours had texted us that the roof had collapsed, and there were emergency vehicles there. So, you know, it's just like, I mean, it was just one of those moments, like right before I'm like, geez, like, you know, the tornado sirens are going. My kids are freaking out. I'm just like,
it's scary.
I just want to record a podcast and hang out with my bros, you know, so.
And argue with us about Catter.
No, there's no argument. You're clearly wrong. You're just spitting incorrect statements. That's not an argument. That's just an asinine point of view.
All right, Sherry brings up a good point. Pop, soda, or cola?
It's Coke.
I say, I'm like Matt, Nick, I say Coke.
It's not
Coke. I'm gonna give me a Coke.
No.
Yeah, soda.
I don't say pop because I'm not 100 years old. So,
Coke, no, you don't say Coke. What are you guys?
Because you're from Indiana.
No. It's because I don't buy into the whole corporate bullshit. I mean, you guys are clearly bought. You know,
you walk down to the one grocery store you guys have, and you ask Aunt B for can I get a malted?
This is what happened. Yeah,
in Boston, again, not where I grew up, but in Boston, they refer to it as pop.
Yeah.
And they don't anymore. They did. That's probably up to like the 80s and 90s. But there's actually also, there's a few still like family chains that are around. Like there's Kelly's Roast Beef, which is like this roast beef restaurant. There's a few of them around. Outstanding sandwiches. But all of their menus have been the same menus for the last like 50 years. And if you look at the menu for under beverages.
Then why do people need a menu if it hasn't changed?
Well, it's there. They haven't taken it down, which means they haven't changed it. So that's my answer. So the menu's got the sandwiches. It's got, you know, whatever. It has beverages. And like there's a section that says tonic. And under tonic is the listing of Coca-Cola, Diet Coke, et cetera, blah, blah, blah. So they actually referred to sodas like Coca-Cola and Diet Coke, all the stuff around here, as tonics.
Yeah.
But I've never done that. I never will. I think it's as wrong as Caddy Corner.
I say Coke. I just...
Like people, like to explain why people in the South say Coke is because Coca-Cola is founded out of Atlanta, and that's the only thing we had forever. And so you say, like, what kind of Coke, as in the brand, do you have? And then you say, oh, I'll have, you know, 7-Up, I'll have, you know, whatever you want.
Tell you what a dick I am. When I go into a place and I know they only have Pepsi,
yeah.
I purposely ask for Coke.
Right.
So they say, no car, that Pepsi. Guy. No Coke, Pepsi. I go.
I'll have an RC Cola, please.
Yeah.
I'm still hung up on. Oh, go ahead.
When I was a kid, we used to, because people would throw away RC Cola, gave away cash under the thing. You peel the bottle cap back, and it might say 10 cents, 25 cents. If you're lucky, you got a dollar. Because we used to go around, because as kids, we would, you know, our parents just didn't give us loads of cash. We had to collect bottles, aluminum cans and stuff. So we would go find bottles and you take them to the grocery store, cash them in for whatever. A dollar could get you a lot of stuff. But I've gotten RC Cola there for a while just because you'd hope to get. And like I said, if you won a dollar, you were like you were king of the block. Anyway, that's my RC Cola
now, story. Is RC Cola, I believe it's Royal Crown.
Royal Crown.
So
it's actually Royal Catter.
Is that the same Royal Crown as the booze? No, it's Crown Royal.
Crown Royal.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same company. They just flip it around so they don't get in trouble.
Oh, well, that would just.
No, that's fake news. Don't believe it.
What do you call? You didn't say what you call soda in Mayberry. What do you call it?
Soda.
I call it tennis shoes.
Tennis shoes.
Sneakers.
Snake. You got some sneakers.
Kicks.
What do you? Well, okay. What do you call? Does anyone still call them sneakers?
Yeah. A lot of people do. Yeah.
I call them sneakers.
Really? That was a really good movie. I love that movie. Sneakers.
Yeah.
It is a good movie.
I call them tennis shoes.
You would.
Yeah. Most well, people say tennis shoes.
I bought myself a pair of shoes that were like $40. Stan Smiths.
How is a nation going to refer to them as tennis shoes when 0.0000001% of the nation plays fucking tennis?
But it's not tennis shoes. People don't say tennis shoes. They say tennis shoes.
I say tennis.
What?
Oh, you do?
You're saying tennis shoes, right?
Like, no. Like, so, like, yeah, you're right. Chris is right. Like, in New England, they say sneakers, same as California says sneakers. But most of the South.
I don't remember anybody in California saying sneakers.
Like, tenna. They don't, you know, I've heard it. But,
Ed Smith says, I call it diabetes.
The diabetes.
So, like, this kind of blows my mind. I was completely unaware.
I just say shoes now, to be honest with you.
Tennis shoes is the predominant term?
Yeah, yeah. Tennis shoes. Tenna. Not tennis, but tenna is the dominant word.
Randy says what only Lexus Powders call them tennis shoes.
Oh, Lexus owners is probably what she was trying to Lexus say. Lexus owners. Yes. Let me see if I got my tennis shoes.
My tennis shoes.
Ed calls them tennis shoes, so... Really? Again, I had Stan Smith shoes, and Stan Smith was a famous, and he was the one that came out with. They were all leather, and what you would do is that they'd last forever because you could put shoe polish on them.
Mm-hmm. So they'd last like a year.
Heard, my mom thought it was crazy to buy them, but
see, I definitely have heard the term tennis shoes. It's not like it's new to me. I actually thought, and I was under the impression that tennis shoes was a generational term, meaning, well, I'll just say it. Older folks refer to them as tennis shoes.
Well, Matt and I are old, and we both call them tennis shoes.
It's fuck true. You! I saw my gallbladder. Oh boy,
the gin is. Gin.
Oh god!
I could see tomorrow, guys.
See, Tamara even says tennis shoes, California.
It
was big. Right. I'm telling you. I lived there longer than anybody.
That one blew my mind. I was unawares.
Yeah.
Before we go down any more lines of thought.
No, I think this is great. I think we should keep going. What's the next one?
Of course, there's tons of them. Yeah.
All right.
Well,
all right.
I'm trying to get the people in chat.
Let's say one more.
Okay. One more. We'll do one more because
from the chat. One more cultural colloquialism. What is it?
Johnson's always been tennis shoes, so there you go. I was right.
It's interesting. That's so weird.
Yeah,
there's gotta be sneakers has to be a New England thing. I don't know. I don't know. It's weird.
Sneakers became more of a term with Jordans.
Really?
I think it's before that. Because
when I had Converse, I just called them Converse. I didn't call them Chuck. What are they actually called? Chuck
Berries.
Chuck, whatever they call. I always call them Converse. I didn't call them tennis shoes or shoes sneakers. I called them Converse.
It's Chuck Taylor's.
All right. So around
Chuck Taylor, 18, that's what it is. Thank you.
Around 1892, the U.S. Rubber Company came up with more comfortable rubber sneakers with canvas tops called Keds. By 1917, these sneakers began to be mass produced. They got the nickname sneakers because they were so quiet. A person wearing them could sneak up on somebody.
So if you were a killer,
yeah,
like Dan has a lot of sneakers.
Just gonna say.
Also, again, you know, as Nick and I have referenced, you know, Robert Redford's last great movie, Sneakers.
Butch Cassidy's Sundance Kid.
Well, that's his first great movie.
Right.
Oh, The Sting. The Natural.
No, the Sting came after.
Thinking after me.
Yeah, I know. I'm naming later movies. So
Jeremiah Johnson, All President's Men.
This is funny.
Wow.
Spy Game,
yeah.
And Avengers.
Spy Game was with Brad Pitt, right?
Brad Pitt, yeah.
Because Brad Pitt had the wrong Padre. It wasn't out yet. The design that he had. He's one of the. It wasn't out yet. So there you go, Brad Pitt. Fucking up wearing the wrong hat.
That's the producer's fault.
So I found this on the old Twitter.
Look at that. you got the Miami vote.
Yep. And it's funny because it says Hawaiians should say shoes.
So if you don't know, he's got a map out of the United States. It's all red. This is tennis shoes, except like Matt Nick said, a little bit of Florida and the East Coast.
Basically, New England is the little dicky of the United States that calls
it.
I mean, Florida is America's penis, though. Just saying.
Temerar also says you need a chat of all-time help, Jack. Need a time all-time to help Jack come up with words he can't think of. Yes, that's true. Thanks for picking on older people, Temerar. That's great. What way to go? Way to go, ageism. That's great. I don't think we should let people who have ageism in the chat. Just saying.
So I've been calling
Matt 47 for like 4 months.
So I can sense that Matt is itching to close down on us.
Matt's 57.
What'd
you say, Chris?
Did you say Chris?
I'm saying I can tell that Matt is just, I can sense that Matt is just ready to shut this shit down for the night.
Which leads me to the next thing
I want to talk about. Okay, so you might have noticed for the last half an hour or so, I'm wearing some fairly interesting.
That's what I was about to say. It's like a half hour ago, you were going to talk about your Tony Stark glasses, and we never got to it.
So, as somebody who I'm working from home, and I'm not even going to blame it on work. I sit in front of this other monitor over here, and I play Xbox, and I've got a Switch, and I'm in front of a lot of screens, whether I'm at work or not work. So, I've been thinking about buying a pair of blue light sunglasses or blue light glasses.
You get those at Kmart?
So no, I did not.
They're not blue light specials.
They're not blue light specials. Nice. That was a good one. That's good. That was good. So I've actually bought a pair on Amazon for like $12. Just wanted to try it out, see how well it worked. And I put them on, and they were not very well made. They're $12 glasses, but they absolutely did the trick. Ed Smith says Bono. Yeah, sure. I could be a Bono. So they absolutely helped. My eyes felt way less strained the whole nine.
Were you getting headaches?
Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because Cindy has been doing a lot of reading
on
her iPad, and she's been getting headaches. I said, why don't you change the background? But I didn't know you had glasses that could do that.
Yeah, so you can do that. You can do that with your iPhones and your iPads. You can put like night shift on, which actually decreases the blue light that the actual screen emits, which is great. But I wanted to try these out. So I got them. I got like a cheap pair for like $12, and they helped.
Cheap
they
sunglasses.
They were not comfortable. They were very poorly made, but it helped my eyes. And then one night I think it was after we were doing a show, I was on Facebook or whatever, and I saw an advertisement for this company called Gunner Optics, and I've seen them before. They're super expensive in relation to the ones that I got on Amazon, and I had seen them before. I was like, I'm not going to pay $80 for these glasses. I just don't want to pay for it. But the advertisement that hooked me is that Gunner Optics now accepts flexible spending cards, so I was able to get 20% off, and then I was also able to use my FSA card to buy these, and they are,
that's what I was about to say,
Chris. Way better on than off.
Because you're talking about blue blockers, but like those are usually shooter's glasses with the yellow,
right. These are fantastic.
They're called blue blockers. What you said?
No, these are not called blue blockers, Jack.
yellow lenses are usually shooter glasses because they amplify just your visual spectrum. Whereas in the blue blockers will block certain wavelengths so it doesn't strain your eyes.
And that's what these are doing.
They're called shooter glasses?
The generic term is shooter glasses because they're yellow lenses. Yeah.
Yeah. And these are technically amber. Lenses, I guess. But Sherry's mentioning in the chat that her daughter has a pair of these as well. They're called, the brand is called Gunner, Gunnar.
So they're not shooter. They make, so we're going to decide that they're Gunner, not shooter.
It's ironic. Yes, the specific brand that I'm wearing is called Gunner, Gunnar, and I got them because the advertisement said they accepted FSA. So I was like, oh great, I'll just use my FSA card and I'll get these. They're like $80. But I'll tell you, they are fucking awesome. There's a slight magnification on them too, so things are a little bit more bigger, a little bit more sharper. and that's great for me when I need to evaluate myself. But I love them, and my eyes feel so much better afterwards. There's a private chat. Hang on.
No, it's live in the regular chat.
Oh wow. Okay, I'm not reading that one out loud. Jesus, Matt, the gin has kicked in.
What are you talking about?
Oh, I didn't see that in the private chat. Wow.
I can't say that.
Jeez, wow.
Everyone except Chris is showing off their toys. That part?
No, that's not what I'm referring
to. You're saying the private chat?
Yeah.
Man.
Anyways,
from earlier when we were talking about Coca-Cola.
I know, I get it. Still doesn't make it any less inappropriate, but it wasn't the timing, Matt. It was the content. But anybody who's with the recent change of our lifestyles of working more from home, being in front of a computer, being in front of your screens or whatever, I highly recommend doing your research. Consider yourself getting a blue light blocking glasses. For when you're using your devices and such, it makes a significant
difference. What if you have prescription glasses?
You can get prescription versions of them as well. Okay. They are available. But yeah, it's you should totally check them out. These are like a video game nerd edition. One of them, it's just whatever.
Because she's been reading nonstop and she's had headaches.
Like just then of me taking them off, like my eyes started to hurt. And I put them back on.
People feels need to just stop reading; it hurts your eyes.
That's true. It's headaches.
TV and books are the new. I mean, TV and movies are the new books. So
yeah, I told her too. I go, it could be because the weather here is changing. It's 80 degrees one day, 60 the next day, 80 the next day, and the weather here sucks right now. Can't make them. We don't really have a spring here. It just goes from like winter to, you get like a couple of weeks of spring. We got pollen flying all over the place, and then it goes to summer. So it's like
this year in the South is, I mean, not that I'm even living there, but it's a really odd year because usually it's, you know, winter, fall, spring, true winter, rainy season, and then spring. And the rainy season started like in early February, which is just insane. Cause like, I don't know how many inches of water the South got, but it was, I know I could hear Matt Googling over there. I purposely put in water just so, how many inches was it? Yeah. Like, it was a lot.
The pollen will rise again.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks for reading what I put in.
I thought it was funny there.
That is my slave.
Well, I was talking to my mom today, cause she calls like every 2 to 3 days to see if we're all right. Yeah. I guess she's like cares. Yeah. And she goes, and then she's complaining about all the rain they're getting. She goes, you can't go. I go, you're not supposed to go outside anyway. She goes, well, I go, you're not supposed to. I go, why don't you people in California? I go, you're getting all that rain in California. Why don't you guys save some of it? Why don't you guys build some reservoirs and save it? Because, you know, save it for a dry day, because you know it's going to happen that they're going to go like 3-4 years without any rain. 5 million more people are going to move to the area. There's too many people there. So she was complaining about the rain, about not going outside. So she didn't like my comment. You're not supposed to go outside anyway. I go, remember, you're old. Anyone over like Matt's age and above, it's dangerous out there, right?
Thank you for that recommendation, Jack. Also, people with diabetes and hypertension apparently very high risk. So,
yeah, Nick,
I know you fall into that category. So,
got the diabetes.
Yeah,
I got the diabetes.
You know what's crazy though is that, you know, I take a shit ton of vitamin D because
I thought you said I take a shit.
I took a huge shit.
It's ridiculous.
And I felt so much better afterwards.
You know, assholes, buttholes, dickies,
two shits.
Two shits. Yeah.
Oh God.
I would end this show, but we actually have 10 people watching us right now, which
I know. And my sister's going to tell on me because I went to Home Depot for flowers. I'm getting a call tomorrow.
Oh,
you went to Home Depot. I think I told her. So I think we're all right. think you're right.
Okay. Who goes to Home Depot for flowers?
I do.
I don't know. People are suffering from like,
oh yeah,
you know, being.
Where am I going? Where am I going? The grocery store?
The Home Depot near me has a great nursery.
You get Miracle. You get Miracle-Gro soil, which is the best. And I put it in there, and those things will last until. The only problem is now is they cut all the trees, so now the sun's beating on these damn flowers all day long, where it used to be only like 3 or 4 hours.
I heard that Miracle-Gro gets its fertilizer from a small little. Place in Florida.
Your big dumps
in Florida. It's like a tiger place where there's like a natural.
Hey, Carol fucking Baskin's husband. Over my yard.
Yeah,
so that's fine. It helps the flowers grow, which is fine.
I tell you. So I just to keep the conversation going and make Matt legitimately pass out on his keyboard. Oh, nice. That's outstanding. I dethatched my backyard today or yesterday.
You dethatched it? How do you do that?
Dethatched it. You use that a dethatcher.
You cut down some trees.
You found Margaret Thatcher in your backyard.
I did cut down trees, Jack.
Why do you hate the environment?
Well, I hate the environment because I need to build a playscape for my kids.
Okay.
But anyways, I dethatched the backyard. I borrowed my buddy's dethatcher. I attached the back of my John Deere and drag it across the yard, and I overseeded and watered. Nice. Hopefully I'll have a nice flowing grass in my backyard soon enough.
Nice. That's nice. I'm a little worried because this one lady down the street, she's been trying to stop the road. There's supposed to be a road connecting our street with the new development, which doesn't make sense because why would nobody from that development is going to leave to go this way to go anywhere. It's going to take, we don't want the street because people race down here anyway. The other day I walk outside and there's stakes driven into my property. I'm like going, should they not have to come? I mean, I got paint all over my driveway because the city, the people with the, you know, with the cable. I go, what the fuck? Now there's, I go, they don't even tell me what it is. There's stakes driven into my property. Shouldn't they have to come and tell me, hey, this is what we're doing? Are they putting a street light there? Are we doing something? Can I put the stake in your property? I pay the property tax, not them. What the fuck?
No, it's the government, man. They can do whatever they want.
Well, this is bullshit. I mean, I'm just like pissed. And then today the whole house is shaking all day long because they got this thing. Oh. They got to smash the, you know, the ground down for the road. So the whole all day long of the damn thing. So anyway, What the fuck? They should have to fucking tell me. Why are you on my property? I'm gonna start shooting people. I think I'm just gonna start shooting people.
Waiting for the government to tell them what to do with this coronavirus.
I'm putting no trespassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Watch you know out. What I'm gonna do? I'm gonna buy a gun and say, is it kitty corner or catter corner? You got a 50% chance of being right.
3 seconds.
You better give me the right answer.
Look, we're going to leave Randy to Jimmy Fallon. And by the way, I can't blame you. I've been enjoying Jimmy Fallon, actually more so because I get to see kind of like a little peek into his life and other people that he
interviewed. Can't stand Jimmy Fallon.
You can't stand Jimmy Fallon?
Actually, I hear he's a tough guy to get along with.
I can't. He irks me, man. I can't watch his
show. He was great in Band of Brothers.
You should check out The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon as he's been home. At least pick out some of the guests that he's been. And, you know, you don't have to watch all of them. But it's been fun. I've enjoyed all the people that have been staying.
I've been watching old Carson episodes on YouTube. Yeah, Johnny Carson episodes. And he's also on Sirius Radio 105. Or he was
very,
anyway.
Very topical. You know, like the topics that
you get a Don Rickles, you get Rodney Dangerfield on there. It's funny. It's still funny. It holds up. It's funny. Yeah. And there was no one better than Johnny Carson when it came to doing an interview.
That's when we had presidents that cared about people.
When you had the lady on there, have you seen the clip where the lady, she has a chip collection that looks like something. She's an older lady. And then she turns her back, and then he takes a bite of a like a Lay's potato chip. She turns around, freaks out. If you haven't seen it, it's hilarious.
I've seen that clip. That's actually really good.
She's just like,
that's really good.
I feel like we should close out this show because
why? You have somewhere to go?
No, I don't. I mean, you know, like Nick
people Matt. joined us for.
I understand. I understand, and really, honestly, truthfully.
Nick and I probably talked to, how long did we talk last night, Nick?
Probably 3 hours.
Sherry tells me city property goes from the center of your street out so far, so they may not have to tell you. Well, that's bullshit. I'm sorry, Sherry. I'm not mad at you, but it's my property. Get off my property.
Matt wants to fucking bash his head on the table.
I'm gonna buy a tiger, and next time they come on my property, say, eat up. Bon appetit.
I'm going to sit back, mute my mic, and just listen to Jack continuously derail Matt's clothes.
No, I can mute him.
Hey, it happened to me yesterday. We did the Crazy Hank TV with Jorge, Ralph, and Jay, and they kept doing it. So I understand Matt's frustration. The show went like 20 minutes longer than it should have.
Yeah. What the hell's up with that, Jack? You have Jorge on your show, and you invite Ralph and Jay.
There's something in the private.
Well, they were on there first, and I said, "Well, I know Jorge's not working right now because of the virus. I'll ask him." He said, "Sure, I'll come along." And then we talked about Cadbury eggs for the first 20 minutes of the podcast, which pissed people off. But I go, "Yeah, come on, it was fun talk."
All right, we've officially lost viewers. You know, they've really? Been dropping like flies right now.
We lost one.
I know. We just lost one, but you know, still. We're at 2 hours and I understand Corona quarantine, you know, like I said, Nick and I, we talked for about five to 3 hours last night, only recorded for
five to 3 hours. What is it?
I don't know. It was an odd number.
Math is hard.
You know what? When you're in Quarantineville and you talk to somebody who's not your wife, you're like, oh man, how you doing, buddy? Hey, are you doing okay? I'm doing pretty good.
We were talking about David Bowie the whole time.
We did. We did. We talked a lot about music and
he's dead.
Hey,
he is. I mean, I'm just saying. I can't take it back because it's true.
I know.
He died at a catacorner.
You broke my heart, Jack. That's it. You again. Don't make me remove you from the stream here, okay? Like you're talking about Bowie, and now Chris has got to go take a piss or whatever, you know? Like, look,
take a piss, so that's what we say.
We've lost two viewers now. That's it. I'm calling. The show is done. I'm sticking a fork in it. We've gone way too long.
That's what she said.
I really appreciate all of the people that have
all the time
that have joined us in the chat. Do you want to finish out the show, Jack? No, I can't.
No, I don't.
You never finish.
Wow. That was uncalled for. Jeez. I have couple kids. So I must have done it at least twice.
I wouldn't. No, this is always fun. I mean, I really do. I was looking forward to hanging out with you guys. I mean, this is awesome. I mean, really, I'm amazed that my marriage has made it this long.
Well, because that's what Colleen said. We were calling. So you have to rush to go with the cool kids. I go, yeah.
The cool kids.
That's a quick piss.
This shit's still on.
But she did say, well, Chris and Matt are cool, but she's cooler than Nick. Colleen did say that.
Ooh, wow.
I don't want to start something, but she did say that.
I know. It's that elitist liberal thing.
In her dreams.
All right.
Hey, wasn't Joe Exotic a libertarian?
He ran under the libertarian ticket, but he had no idea.
I'm just saying.
Just like Nick.
Mac, let's go. Chop, chop. It's been like 3 minutes since you wanted to wrap this up.
I've been trying to stop this derailment of a show for a long time. If you enjoy this show, and who doesn't? I mean, you've been with us this long. I really appreciate it.
Hopefully, we'll be back next week. Same time?
Yeah, we will. And we'll be recording live. So I hope that you've enjoyed all of these live shows. I really do appreciate everybody in the chat, Sherry, Ed, JP, who was with us earlier.
Nicholas.
Even Jay.
Randy, Jay, Tamara, the wonderful Glatfelter that is probably my favorite Glatfelter. Matthew Triest, if I've missed your name, it's only
because I don't care about you.
No, it's only because I love you more.
That's amazing. You can put everybody when he's sober.
If you enjoy this show, send us feedback at rcadcast@gmail.com.
Once again?
Why do you want me to say it again? They can just rewind it.
We've always done that. Once again, that's the Jay and Jack That's a staple of the show. It's
like, yeah, that's you. That's your shit.
Again, it's rcadcast at
gmail.com. Once again, it's
rcadcast
at gmail.com. Thank you.
If you've enjoyed Mr. Moonlight, and who hasn't, go on to janjack.com/Amazon. Buy all your shopping needs, but fuck Jeff Bezos and his like stupid bullshit of trying to donate to his people. I don't care. He's got $1 trillion. Let him figure it out.
I think it's more than a trillion.
Yeah, but if you do, you can go to janjack.com/Amazon. Or help us out by just going to Jan Jack.
Buy all your exotic needs.
A patron link. Become a patron. Join us for any donation.
Chris Jordan just said, great show, kids. One in a million. Guys, one in a million. He beat you to it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chris Doran, for all of that. For the patrons that make this show possible by donating a certain amount of money, and I won't explain who that is or who they are, but I will give a name drop. Tack from Paris. He's living at large. I hope he's staying safe. Stay healthy, my friend. Everyone in the patron group, the rest of you know who you are. Goodbye. No, I'm just joking. Eckhart Richter. Barely knew you. Is that what we said, Nick?
Oh,
yeah. Didn't knew something.
I was doing the rectum, damn near killed him.
There you go. Okay. We really fucked up that joke for you, Eckhart. But we really do think about you, as well as Ed. Thank you for joining us live. That is awesome.
It'd be nice to get all the patrons we thank in the chat next week.
That's really hard to do, but
there's only seven of them, right? Yeah, what else are they doing?
Okay, well, I mean, if we wait any longer, it's just going to be next week anyways. So
yeah. No shit. Thank you, Chris, for coming in later in the day. Ed, you're not a creepy letter carrier. You
might just keep the feed open, for Christ's sake.
Just let the chat go. I mean, I think it's cool.
Tamara, I appreciate you thanking me for your favorite podcaster. Joanne, Master Plan, I love what you do, as well as Maggie. You're magnificent. You're so magnificent. I named my daughter after you. Drake, the Destroyer. Sometimes you join us live.
He wasn't here today.
I miss you, Drake. You know, I miss you, man. So miss seeing you.
Except
when you're barbecuing. Fuck you, Jack. Don't derail me. Greg, you're awesome as well. You're called Greg the Gray for a reason. You think Lord of the Rings is better than Star Wars Saga. I understand your issues with that. Hope you enjoyed the recent Owen and Bruce. Did I miss anybody? I think
you covered it all.
Thank you, Jack. Because you know what I say at this point? It was a great show. It was one trillion.
It was one in two fucking hours.
Yeah, we should really.
I've been podcasting since 9:15.
Nobody cares, Jack. It's over. Good night,
thank
folks.
Thank you. God bless everyone. Stay safe.
Stay safe. Stay indoors. Save a life.
Seriously.
Yeah. Save a life.